My name is Neil Nyberg. I'm the Executive Director for MMCDA, and I'd like to welcome you to part of our webinar series, this time talking about the Asset Management Data Repository Project. I'd like to thank our, we're speaking from the downtown studios at Sports Services Unlimited, and I'd like to welcome our studio audience who braved the terrible weather and traffic conditions to join with us now. I'd like to introduce Andrew Walter, PNG, who is a specialist in implementing GIS and civil engineering technologies. He's worked the business processes for public and private sectors all across North America, and he's also had experience with many municipalities developing business process related to infrastructure data and GIS. He's well qualified, and he's currently working with MMCD on the Municipal CAD Standards Project, of which you may be familiar, and that basically addresses design and construction standards as post construction infrastructure GIS. Andrew has also worked with MMCD to help develop the project description for the Asset Management Repository, and we're very pleased to have him working with us. Let's turn it over to Andrew.
Thank you, Neil. Well, welcome everybody to today's presentation. My name is Andrew Walter, and we're going to be going through the details of the MMCD Asset Management Data Repository project today. And so for the agenda, I'd just like to begin by discussing the MMCD Municipal CAD Standards Project. We'll then talk about the Asset Management Data Repository project and the various phases of the project and basically where we're at right now with the discussion on the work completed. We'll talk about the next steps, and then we'll finish off the discussion with just quickly showing you the web presence for the MMCD AMDR project, and that's in the cloud DBD. So the MMCD Municipal CAD Standards Project, this is something we started a few years ago, and it's been a rapidly evolving project. It was to develop a common CAD standard for the completion of basically civil engineering, private land development, infrastructure design projects based on AutoCAD standards and AutoCAD civil 3D standards. Those are the primary design tools in use by most consultants in the province and most of the municipalities. And there's been lots of struggles with differing standards. And so the idea was to come up with a template that we could distribute free of charge to MMCD members. Now, that's actually had quite a bit of success. We didn't put a significant amount of work into the details of this initially, but basically there's been widespread use of this standard, and so that's really given us the incentive to now really step up to the plate. It is an ongoing project. There will be new updates. But it is based on AutoCAD standards, AutoCAD civil 3D standards, survey data collection and reduction standards, standards for sanitary storm water main pipe network design, construction drawing presentation standards, and then the last part, which we're working on right now, is post-construction submissions. And I guess that aspect is really the bridge that ties the Municipal CAD Standards Project to the AMDR project. So at the end of an infrastructure or private land development project, what sort of information are we looking for? So how we develop this AMDR is going to really dictate a lot of what goes on with these post-construction submissions. And the classic example is that when we submit an as-built, wouldn't it be nice if we can associate a cost with the items that we're putting in? So this is an active project, and we're going to be having an update to the template out within the next few months. So the what are the next steps? This is the actual asset management data repository. And so what MMCD we're going to do is define the AMDR, develop it, and then continue to support this non-proprietary asset management data repository, or AMDR. This can be used by BC local governments, and perhaps most importantly, it's free of charge. So what is the AMDR? It's a standardized open source format for the creation, the management, and the exchange of infrastructure data between consultants, construction companies, municipalities, utility companies, and various levels of government. So let's talk a little bit about the actual, the meat and potatoes of what the AMDR is. It's a modular template for local government asset management. The idea is that we want to make it easy to adopt it by existing GIS environments. A large component of this project is working with the vendors. Obviously, PSAB 3150 has been, I guess, the instigator, if you will, of a lot of this. But we obviously need to account for the financial and the condition data. That's important from a financial analysis perspective and accounting. The AMDR must be capable of relating infrastructure granularity to things like age, the description, the condition, the performance, and the risk associated with that particular infrastructure. It's going to be helpful to choosing data specifications, data reliability, and data consistency. You know, there's a lot happening in the international community, so especially in Australia and New Zealand. So we want to learn from what's been done there. They've been at this for rigorously for about 10 years right now. And we want to make sure that what we're doing here in British Columbia is consistent to some degree with the international standards. And finally, it's free. So free to all potential users in BC, including the local governments, Aboriginal communities, consultants, and also the software vendors. I guess one of the most important aspects of the AMDR is that it is an open standard. I really like this slide. Standards that are like a parachute, they only work when they're open. So we want to develop an open standard, and that's really a critical component, a non-proprietary open standard for the development of the AMDR. So what is an open standard? And there's lots of discussions and things happening with open source and open standards these days, but I think this description summarizes it best. It's a document established by consensus, and that's essentially the stakeholders, you the stakeholders, and approved and supported by an official organization, that official organization being MMCD, and it provides rules and guidelines with the goal of optimum interoperability. And the interoperability is between the different systems that are going to be tapping into the data source. This is going to be largely a community-driven effort. In many respects, I'm going to be a facilitator for the project, but a lot of the direction we want to come from the community, and we'll get to a little bit about that a bit later, but we want to understand your issues, your challenges, where you've done well with asset management and where some of the things may have fallen short. You know, we don't want to have to reinvent the wheel, so to say, so it's really largely a community-driven effort. So let's talk about some of the benefits of the AMDR. I got a couple slides here, a number of different points. Access to continuous improvements via open standards. So an open standard, we're going to be continually developing the standard. And everybody who's a stakeholder in this AMDR will have access to those continued improvements. There's going to be a substantial reduction in risks with constraints or flaws in proprietary systems. System development cost reduction. We're all going to be there at some point here in the future. I think the governments have made that very clear. I think there's economies of scale in the development of an AMDR where if we can all use the same repository, we're not all basically trying to reinvent the wheel, so to say, or make our own individual efforts. There's also maintenance reduction of single solutions. So that obviously the development reduction, but obviously this is going to be something that requires maintenance. So maintenance reduction of single solutions. And improve mobility among specialist staff, so skill transfer. Once again, it's a standard. We're all talking the same language. If everything was different, then your skill sets may not be applicable somewhere else. So that's an important component. The next three bullets relate to data exchange. A number of questions have been posed in the first month here as we've been reaching out to the community about ISIS. There's data exchange is something that's happening more and more and more, and this could be a vehicle that ISIS could use to facilitate data exchange. I know that some of the challenges with ISIS right now are dealing with a large number of different data formats that they're getting from utility companies and municipalities. And I actually saw a chart on the office there one time a while back, and it's quite, we're dealing with a lot of different data types. So, you know, what we're doing is not competing or superseding anything that ISIS is doing. This is a tool that ISIS might be able to use in the future. If we look at the ninth point here, when we have a common data structure, we can aggregate that data. So that makes it easy to report data if the standard format for the repository is consistent. And obviously, the last item here, possibilities and economies of scale and training. Once again, it's a standard, and training can be facilitated at a large, greater extent if we're all talking the same language, so to say. So this slide here, just want to go through what the hard deliverables are. And I guess a couple questions came up. This is not a data store, so to say. I've had a lot of people saying, well, my data is my data. I don't want to make that available. It's not a data store. It's a standard for data. And that standard is the data format definition, basically for recording and transferring data. So what does that definition consist of? Well, obviously, it's a file type. The data is going to reside in a particular file type. It could be any number of file types. Once again, it's got to be an open, non-proprietary standard. But it's a list of features, engineering attributes, and other information for your infrastructure, such as condition assessment data, performance data, risk management mitigation, and also demand management data. And that's just a few examples. Obviously, there can be more that can go into this. You know, when we're collecting data, I think there's an importance in having standards for data collection. So are we scanning in 50-year-old hard copy drawings, or are we actually going to go out and do a topographic survey and locate our infrastructure? So, and obviously that is a function of the type of a feature that we're talking about. Another component is to be able to be responsive to risk assessments by local government assets using the BC emergency planning templates. And finally, if we can aggregate the data, we can standardize on reports at municipal levels, at provincial levels, and even at the federal level. So this slide just has a couple examples of different types of data that could be in an asset management data repository. And I'll just go through them, the name of the asset. I guess the key thing here before we go any further is uniqueness in the ID, and that is absolutely of utmost importance, is that you know, we're going to have lots of different systems tapping into this AMDR. Your features need a unique ID. And I don't want to overstate the obvious there, but I just wanted to mention that. Physical description, date of acquisition, the location, so it's spatial characteristics, who collected the data, when its due date for replacement might be, its expected useful life, the original life, the remaining life, the date the asset life was last reviewed, when did we actually look at this last and consider its life, and any evidence of impairment or deficiencies. Perhaps the historical cost or initial valuation if the historical cost is not known. And this is, you know, tied back to post-construction submissions. Typically and historically, our as-builts are showing feature location and attributes. Well, why not the cost of installation? Amortization, so the financial aspects, amortization method, rate and amount, its book value, and perhaps a date of disposal. A lot of this came from the PSAB 3150 guidelines, which I'm going to get to in a little bit later here. So, as far as the project is concerned, I'd just like to go through to share with you what our proposed work plan is. This particular project we're looking at being done by spring of 2012. This is just the beginning. Things aren't going to end after this project's done. There's going to be much, much more that has to be done, but we have to start somewhere. And this particular project that we're working on is going to be completed spring of 2012. The first phase, which is nearing completion right now, is the review of existing asset management data repositories. At the end, I'm going to summarize what we've done to date. The second phase is to actually develop the asset management data repository. And the third phase is an ongoing phase of community support where we're going to basically go around the province, have workshops, webinars, and a number of other methods for communicating the AMDR to the stakeholders. So let's look at, so what I'm going to do now is break down the individual phases. The first thing is the PS3150 asset management requirements. So that's actually looking at the guidelines and seeing what and understanding what is requirement from PSAB 3150 perspective. I've had a number of discussions with the BC municipalities over the last month, and I'm hoping to have more discussions with many of you. But I think we can, in moving forward, we can learn a lot from those who have already gone down that path. So, you know, we want to know what worked, perhaps what didn't work. We discussed this briefly, the international asset management initiatives. The Australians and in New Zealand have been very instrumental in asset management. It's legislated in Australia right now. They've been at it for about 10 years. A good reference for all, I have my acronym wrong here, it's the International Infrastructure Management Manual. So we're going to be looking at that. I've had some discussions with BC Hydro and FortisBC in the last couple of weeks, and I think the BC utility companies are typically further down the road with asset management. So once again, let's learn what's been done from the utility companies. And I do appreciate the time that we've spent together with some of the utilities. We still need to make contact with others, but once again, that's all part of the research process. The vendors are a big part of this, obviously, because it's their technologies that are being used to, you know, for our geodatabases and the creation of the data and the management and the asset management component. So we're going to be talking to a number of vendors. The last two items are a literature search for asset management repository guidelines, and also we're going to, at the end of phase one, we're going to formulate the strategy, so we're going to have a good idea of what we're going to be, how this AMDR is going to shape up. So that's the last component of phase one. So we're probably about 70% the way through this process. Phase two is where we're actually going to put this AMDR together. The first step is the data storage taxonomy. So this is essentially the list of features and the attributes that we want to include. And you know, these could be the spatial attributes, they could be the engineering attributes, it could be the financial attributes and the performance and the risk attributes. And obviously the other component of that is the selection of that data structure. And once again, we want to stress that this is going to be a non-proprietary open format. Data reliability standards. So who's to guarantee that this data is going to be correct? I've bumped into situations working with some local governments in the province where as-built data that might have been sourced for a design but now may be sourced for an AMDR was from 30 years ago may have been incorrect. In fact, there were instances where as-built data, hard copy as-builts, it was wrong. So data reliability standard is a big part of this. How was the data collected? When was the data collected? And who collected the data? And then specifications for data acquisition. So are we going to be looking at existing data stores? Are we going to actually go out and actively collect data, which I know both of those items have been happening quite a bit in the province. We've had very significant active data collection initiatives from a lot of municipalities to collect that data, but we want to be able to provide some specifications. You know, maybe the way you collect data for a sanitary system is different than the way you collect data for a road structure or even a water main. Okay, so we want to be able to provide some guidelines, and we also want to make sure that we've got guidelines to support the guidelines have to support the decision making. You know, and talking with Neil here beforehand, he made an interesting comment. This is just putting this together. This project, the big component of this is being able to make the decisions based on that information, and that shouldn't be underestimated. So we want to make sure that we've established guidelines that do support good, sound decision-making. Report formats to support the decision making. So we want to be able to have standardized reports and be able to have inventory reports and condition assessment reports. We need to also review and evaluate data capture technologies. So these are both hardware and software solutions, methods for financial data capture. And that's really the last part of the last step of the second phase is where we're going to present our draft findings in the form of a report. The final phase of this particular project, which once again is really the beginning of the beginning, we're going to develop a workshop and webinar schedule actively with email and engaging groups like Civic Info BC and some of the geospatial groups, ERISA, MESA, and JITA. We have a project website, which many of you have already logged into, so I thank you for making the time to do that. This is a cloud DVD, and I'm going to show you that at the end of the presentation. Conduct a number of workshops. We've got to get around to the get around the province, similar to what we did with the asset management workshop tour, which was done, about a year ago almost. So we're going to be video recording these and publishing those meetings and those sessions in the cloud DVD. So if you can't make a session, the idea is that we can capture this, much like this particular presentation is being captured, and then we'll be able to be distributed to all the stakeholders. And we'd like to form an BC-AMDR user group. We'd like to put together an endorsement package for groups like ERISA, MESA, and JITA. Demonstrations and other endorsements, so the Public Works Association of British Columbia, make sure that the vendors are on aware and on board of what we've developed. And also endorsements from the international industry organizations. We've had lots of discussions with the Institute of Public Works and Engineering of Australia, who once again are leaders in asset management, and they are very interested in this AMDR. They want to be able to lend a hand, lend some advice, and just keep an eye on what we're doing. And the idea is that, you know, once again, we want to make this open and share what we've learned and also learn from others what they've done. There'll be a manual. Obviously, we need to have some sort of manual put together. And at the very end, we're going to have a final report and presentation. So that wraps up the third phase of the project, which is community support. And that's going to finish spring of 2012. So we've got a number of means of communication, this particular session being one. MMCD, the Support Services Studio here, is very high-tech. There's lots of lights and cameras around, and this is a very good way to communicate to the masses. You know, we've got a large geographical province, and it's, I think tools like this are going to play a key role. So web meetings, we'd like to do regional workshops. We have the AMDR Cloud DVD. SurveyMonkey. So thank you to all of you who participated in the surveys that went out. There'll probably be a few more to narrow down. I got lots of you provided lots of really good feedback. That's going to be good information in moving forward. So I do appreciate that. We're going to have a Twitter and a Facebook presence, and also working groups. And we'll talk about the working groups here in a moment. So I'd like to now just take a step back. We're in the midst or a good way through the first phase, which is really the research phase. And I'd like to share with you what we've actually done so far. So the first thing we wanted to look at was PSAP 3150 and the Guide to Accounting for and Reporting Tangible Capital Assets. And I know there's about 50 people in the presentation in the meeting today. I know most of you who are watching this are obviously interested in this and have probably reviewed the Guide to Accounting for and Reporting Tangible Capital Assets, but really, this is the starting point. This is the common ground that we're going to move forward on. It was prepared by the Public Sector Accounting Board, Accounting Group, which is part of CISA, or the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants. And Chapter 6 of this guide is on asset registers, asset repositories. There's about, 10 pages or so that talks about exactly what we're trying to do here with this project. And I've just outlined the main sections in that chapter. We're not going to go through it. you can Google it and find it, but it's also, I've posted that chapter in the AMDR Cloud DVD. There's a description and purpose section, a section on design and development, a section on information sources, integration of asset registers with a general ledger, the validation of asset registers or repositories. The word repository and register go hand in hand, and then there's a summary section. So lots of good information, and that really was the starting point for this project. And it's really interesting. This is chapter 6. This is the first paragraph of the chapter. I'm going to read it out aloud here. An asset register is a complete and accurate list of the assets a local government owns that is, and I've highlighted the key points here, regularly updated, okay, it's a live data store, and validated. Pardon me. It records the opening and closing balances of classes of tangible capital assets and is used to support the figures reported in the financial statements. The compilation, this is very important here, the compilation of an asset register is one of the first major steps in the adoption of a full accrual basis of accounting. It is a critical part of an asset management information system and will normally contain information beyond that required for financial reporting, i.e. all of the specifics about the engineering specifics of the infrastructure, you know, the spatial characteristics, its engineering characteristics, its location, condition, and all those sorts of things. So I thought that paragraph summed it up quite well, and that's why I wanted to highlight that in the slide. But that is the first paragraph in Chapter 6 for the Guide to Accounting for and Reporting Tangible Capital Assets. And then there's a nice little diagram also on the first page of that chapter. And you can see here we have all of these different databases, insurance registers, engineering maintenance and data, and that's where I put the star next to that because that's really what we're focusing on here with MMCD. Just let me back up here. There was some questions about the extent of features, and you know, we're focusing right now on data that really is applicable to MMCD, and that's infrastructure data. So that's the initial focus. I think if we tried initially to capture everything like fleets and maintenance and facilities, that might be a little bit much to try to bite off in the short term here. So we're starting with infrastructure data. Well, here we have a financial information system, and then in the middle, perhaps we have an asset register. Now this diagram isn't something that we need to make note of, and that's exactly how it's going to be. That diagram is going to shape up based on the way your systems are currently storing data. But the whole thing with this asset register, it's relational. Okay, so it might be the central data store. It might be a separate data store that is drawn directly from that central data store, but it's I think the key term here is relational. So I strongly encourage you to, you know, if you're really interested in knowing more about this, read Chapter 6 of that guideline. It's very informative. So from the research, I'm just going to go through a few slides here as far as phase one. Spoken with a lot of municipalities over the last month or so, and just learning about asset management, data integration strategies, and I do thank you for those of you who have shared your time with me. It's been invaluable. I'm reaching out to you now to reach out to me and pick up the phone and let's get together and chat. I think the more information is better. Don't yell at me. It's my first time through this. But I think just getting that information from those who have been down the road, so to say, is going to be invaluable. Also, once again, some of these international asset management initiatives. In Australia, we have IPWA, which was largely instrumental in publishing the International Infrastructure Management Manual. In the UK, we have the Institute of Asset Management, South Africa Asset Management Association, and then in the United States, the American Public Works Association. So getting lots of information from those groups. A lot of those sources have been already posted in the Cloud DVD. BC utility companies, once again, still need to have a few conversations, but the information I've gathered thus far has been great. Now it's a question of summarizing all of this information in some sort of meaningful context. And And evidently, all of this information is going to be readily available. So there's nothing that we're going to gather and kind of keep hidden away here. This is all going to be published in the cloud, in the AMDR Cloud DVD. So that's it's something that we've made a point that we want to share this information with everybody. Literature search for asset management data repository guidelines. So there's lots of information. NRCS, National Research Council, has published some good documents on asset management data repositories. I've made those available on the Cloud DVD. There's lots of good information there. At the end, we need to put the strategy together. So at the end, after we've looked at what's happened with all the municipalities and the utility companies and the international initiatives and so forth, we want to be able to develop a strategy that's going to take us into this next phase. And so that's why we want to put this working group together. And I've got a dozen or so emails from a number of you saying, yes, you want to be involved and you want to contribute, and that's much appreciated. I may not have responded initially to you, but we're just collecting the names right now. At the end of the presentation, I'll put my name and my phone number and my email address. So please call if you're wanting to get involved or make contact. But I'd like to put together a working group. And not that we're wanting you to be involved 8 hours a day we'd love for you to be involved 8 hours a day for the next 6 months, but that's just not practical. But, I'd like to understand more. I think it would be good for us to know more about what your successes were, what your challenges were, and really helping us figure this out in a collaborative effort, how this AMDR is going to take shape. So this is a really important part of this. It's not for me or MMCD to say, here's the asset management data repository. It's for the stakeholders to really guide the development of this. And that's, I think, a crucial part of this project. Okay, lots of information out there on condition assessment. I wanted to put this up. BC Water and Waste Association has guidelines for condition assessment. We're speaking with BCMOT as far as pavement condition, being able to understand how do we assess pavement condition and pavement life cycle. InfraGuide, the National Guide to Sustainable Infrastructure, is going to be another really good source for us. We also have the CSA, the Canadian Standards Association. Also, there's lots of international organizations. In the UK, there's a good organization as well. And so just wanted to make you aware that these were some of the groups that we were looking at to help us out and identify how we can assess the condition of infrastructure on a common basis. So, I really like this slide here. Nobody's saying this is going to be an easy task. And, we might make go through a few wrong steps to get to a correct step in moving forward. But, I don't think really this has been something that's not like we've developed, or there's been lots of developments of AMDRs around the globe for that matter. So this is, I guess we're just wanting to be patient, make sure we go through the right steps. We might make a few mistakes on the way. But there are definitely going to be some challenges ahead of us. And, I think if we're just open and honest and straight up about about the needs of this project and how we want to get from point A to point B, I think that's going to be all the more helpful for us. So as far as some of the challenges are concerned, absolutely first and foremost, does require collaboration. This is definitely first and foremost a collaborative effort. We need consensus from a lot of organizations. So now basically what we're saying is we're going to bring everybody to the table and we've got to agree on something. That's hard to do with a CAD standard. But funny enough, when we put that CAD standard out, we found that, wow, this thing got picked up by so many organizations. So that was very encouraging. And I think, I've been told by a number of you already that, and some of you being those who have already gone down this road to some extent, that we need some guidance from industry. It's really good for MMCD to step up to the plate with this initiative. We do require consensus by many organizations, and it will require some give and take. I don't want to underestimate the challenges that we've got ahead of us, and some of you have expressed that to us already. But we're aware of those, but we want to also be able to work through those. So, and just to reiterate, this particular project is just the beginning. Okay, so this is, things are going to continue after. We're just this is the beginning of the beginning, if you will. And you know, I feel quite privileged and pretty excited to be working on this initiative with MMCD. I'd like to finish the presentation before we get into the question and answer, and I want to show you the cloud DVD, which is essentially going to be our forum for communicating everything. And I'm just going to log into my digital library here, so if you bear with me, and hopefully I don't have to do this again. Okay, so many of you have already signed up for the Asset Management Data Repository Cloud DVD, and I'm just going to click on that, and we're going to open that up, and that's just going to open a different web browser here. Might be a slight delay in it, but here's where we're going to store all the information. So what I've done here is collected at the beginning a couple presentations. This presentation was the presentation that we did as part of the asset management working tour that we went around the province with BC Asset Management about a year ago, and recorded this presentation. This presentation here is basically an older version of the one that we're doing right now, so that presentation that I just clicked on will be updated with the one that we're actually watching right now. And then I've got a link to a number of other asset management presentations here. Now, phase one is where we've summarized a lot of this, a lot of the documentation. So here, if I click on this page here, this is essentially going to contain all of the information on the data gathered. And so right here I have the PSAB 3150 guide, and it's a little bit slow here, but basically there's a section on forward and purpose of the guide, but here's chapter 6, which talks about asset registers, and we can download that by clicking on the link here. We'll summarize all the findings from BC municipalities, a discussion on ICES here for some clarification, some of the international organizations. This is a really good paper by the federal government on asset registers here, so that might be something you might want to have a look at as well. So that does conclude the presentation. I'm just going to go back to my slideshow now here. Timo, how do I get back there? Okay, so we're just going to click back to the slideshow. And the last slide has my name and my email address and my phone number. So please, a big part of this project is for us to have discussions, and I more than welcome the calls and the emails, and I think that's going to be a really critical part. So with that, I'd like to say thank you to our studio audience here today, and also to the 50 or so people that sat in on the presentation, and hopefully you found this informative. So we'll open it up to questions right now if there are any. Richard, in the audience.
So, first off, I'd like to commend MMCD for taking on this challenge.
Do you want a microphone?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we can hear you. Yeah. And I realize that it's early days in the strategy, but I see that MMCD would take on the standardization challenge, but would they be taking on the data management challenge?
No, there's no data really per se involved in this project.
Yeah.
Facilitating that repository and the development of it.
Yeah, I believe that's, if I understand your question correctly, yeah, as far as the data management and the actual creation of that repository, that's all going to be part of this project, yes. Yeah. (Clears throat) Are there any other provinces or states doing something like this for Ron Main? Well, provinces. That's part of the initial investigations. Aside from what's happening in Australia and New Zealand, I'm unaware of anything that's being done at an international level for the creation of an AMDR. Yeah, this is we're one of the first to get in and do this. Okay, we have a few more questions coming in here, so we'll just let those come in. Will MMCD be planning to lobby government to make this legislation also? Nope. This is a project that we're developing for MMCD members, and it's an optional. It's your choice if you want to use this. There's a lot of local governments out there that need a starting point, and we need some consistency and some guidelines. And so that's, I think, the prime prerogative here. But no, there's no plans for MMCD to lobby this to move it into legislation. You're welcome. Could you export data directly to AutoCAD to create base plans for design? Bit of a loaded question there, but that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to have AutoCAD and specifically, let's just break down the technology here. It's AutoCAD's a drafting tool. A design application such as Civil 3D will support a number of different formats for not only exporting but for importing data. So the whole idea is to have an open data format that can be used to facilitate the exchange of data between, and that's the whole consensus of interoperability between different applications. And you know, when you think about infrastructure lifecycle, it's all about moving data from one phase to another. I don't have a slide here, but you know, really the asset register, the geodatabase is the hub around which that lifecycle revolves, starting with capital planning and needs identification, capital planning, survey. Preliminary design, survey detail design, construction, as-built data collection, as-built data reduction, back to the asset register for ongoing life cycle management. So the whole idea is to be able to support a format that promotes the exchange of data. Has there been any indication of interest from federal government agencies? At this point, we haven't made any contact with the federal government, no. But word's getting around, so you never know what's going to happen. Okay. Another question coming in here. Oh, have you contacted... can't see the full question here. Have you contacted Asset Management BC? Yes. Asset Management BC is very, very aware of this initiative. Schedule. We're nearing the end of phase one, and like I said earlier, we're hoping to have everything wrapped up by spring of 2012. Maybe late spring, early summer. And I'll put the schedule up on that. That information should be in the cloud DVD, so I'll make sure that I put the details of the schedule on the cloud DVD. Oh, we got a couple more questions coming here. Nobody has webcams, eh? So I recognize some of the names, but... Mm-mm. Yeah, this presentation will be provided on both the MMCD website as well as the Project Cloud DVD. So, you know, and I think what I'll do is in the Cloud DVD, I'd like to put a question and answer. I'm sure I can get a lot of these questions back into a textual format, and then we'll have a page on there with a question and answer. And anytime questions come in, I'll have a Q&A page on there that we can go back to. One of the issues with PSAV 3150 is that the costs have to be auditable, linked to invoices. Will we be addressing auditable costs linked to invoices? Yes, we will. Recommended format for inputting during 25% design, 50% or only at final. Well, that now, I think that's not so much having to do with, I guess it does have to do with an AMDR. No, we're not. I mean, I think I know what the nature of the question is. A lot of times it's nice to have information in a geodatabase, or let's even say an asset register, when a project might be at its preliminary design or detailed design phases, so that other groups in the organization or external groups or whatever are aware of upcoming projects. We haven't really addressed that, and I don't believe we're going to address that as part of this project. The project really is about the file type, if you will, the data structure, the features, and the attributes, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. How would the GIS and AutoCAD be integrated with AMDR? Well, once again, that's not really for us to state. What is a GIS? A GIS is really a system of people, technology, and databases, and those databases can be in any number of different formats. But the whole idea with this AMDR is that all of those tools that we're using for design, for construction, and for data storage will, if not now, eventually be able to integrate with this AMDR. And that's why we're wanting to speak with the vendors and the software vendors. And, you know, if we need something in the province here, there's a lot of data models out there for infrastructure, but do the data models meet the requirements of BC regulations and BC processes? For example, the provincial emergency response program, and the idea is that this is a data structure, and we would hope that if this is going to be something that's readily adopted, that the vendors get on board and support this data structure. All right, well, that takes us, gosh, that's perfect. We're about just under an hour here, which is what we had planned. Once again, here's my contact information. I'd like to thanks to those who came into the live studio audience here today, and also for those who sat in. We had about 50 people sit on the presentation. Please take down my number, my phone number, my email address, and I believe Neil is going to want to offer up a few closing words here.
My closing words are thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
And now that you have your contact information posted, I would urge the people who are listening or watching, call early and call off.